This is the Monday Motor Minute brought to you by Engine Extreme.
It is 6:53. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. And welcome to the Motor Minute fueled by Engine Extreme. Winter has arrived and your car is going to start feeling it as well. Joining us this morning, Eugene Herbert from Master Drive. A very, very good morning to you. Hope you are well. Most South Africans prepare for winter by worrying about ourselves. We don't really spend too much time worrying about our cars. Should we be? This morning we wanted to talk about maybe not waiting for a breakdown and to focus a little bit on winter car prep, the biggest mistakes that drivers make. Eugene, what are the most common winter-related car problems that South Africans experience?
Good morning, Howard, and to the listeners as well. There are a couple of things that we do need to take care of. One of the things is, and I'm going to do it in reverse order, is the importance of looking after your tires. You know, the roads are cold, tires are cold when we start our drive in the morning. So we must always make sure that the health of our tires, the tread depth and the pressure is ideal, particularly when our vehicles stand out in the cold at night. So, you know, given the fact that the economy is a little bit tight, fuel has gone up, and if people are operating on a limited budget, they may be inclined to skimp and say, well, I'll just get another few hundred or a thousand kilometers out of those tires. Please don't do that. It is probably one of the most dangerous things that can happen. But when looking at maintenance on our vehicles, there's a couple of things that we should be doing. Oil changes are critical. And, you know, given the new and modern engines that we're working with, it depends on the oil, the viscosity of the oil being maintained, because the tolerances are so fine. And of course, many of the oils that we're using today are synthetic. So for somebody to try and skimp and say, well, he'll go, and I'm not saying you have to go to a dealership, but you don't go to a garage that is going to deliver quality work for you. So if you're cutting down, and particularly in winter when the engines take a little bit longer to warm up, you're compromising the state of health on an ongoing basis. And then, of course, there's other things such as your windscreen wipers. Now, I know we don't typically have rain here other than in the Cape, and I'm talking about in Gauteng, but it's important that your windscreen wipers are also maintained. They get brittle and hard, and if we're not using them, come the time that we have to use them, our windscreen is smeared, and of course, we have a bit of a challenge. And then, of course, the last and one of the more critical things, I think, is our headlights. It's not a matter of you being able to see. It's also a matter of other people being able to see you. And given the fact that we start driving earlier in the morning, drive later into the night, our headlights should be operating properly. And that includes the brake lights, by the way, so that somebody behind you can see your vehicle come 100%. To a stop.
Yeah. In terms of batteries, what's does the cold impact them?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned it. It's one of the things I hadn't even actually thought of. But, you know, modern batteries, and I'm sure that some of the listeners will agree with me. In the old days, and I'm talking a couple of years ago, batteries lasted forever, man. They just didn't conk out. But now I find that batteries have got almost a planned life. Of course, you buy some batteries, you pay a little bit more, you get a longer guarantee. You pay a little bit less, you get a shorter guarantee. But here's a personal tip that I found. The moment my battery gives me trouble the first time, and I'm not talking about doing something stupid like leaving your lights on or something like that, but the moment the battery conks out, it's indicative of the fact that something is not right. And for me personally, subject to affordability, I will replace it. Yes, I have it checked out at a place like Battery Center or something like that. Because the time that it's going to fail next is when you're in the middle of the night, in the middle of the winter, and you can't start your engine. And of course, not everybody's in the position to help.
Do cars still need time to warm up?
It's an interesting one. Theoretically, in the old days, you had to warm up your car for like 5 minutes. You'd have some people would go out, start the engine, etc. With modern technology, you know, some of the vehicles we've tested, you can actually start the car remotely before you go and get into it and everything is nice and cool. So whilst it's not absolutely essential to warm up the car for an extended period, but it is essential that when you start the car, you can start driving immediately, but keep the revs down. And in fact, some cars, I was driving one the other day that said there on the dashboard, don't rev too high, don't accelerate too much, until temperature is right. So there's all sorts of modern gimmicks on motor cars that give us a warning. But who should or who would want to first thing in the morning get in and rev their car? It's not good business. Well, sorry, I say good business practice. If your vehicle is used for business, well, sure, it's not good business practice.
And if you'd say that, think about the most important thing. If you had to look at your vehicle, and especially up in Gauteng, what is the number one factor? I mean, it could be one of those that you've mentioned, but if you are going to take care of one thing, what is it?
Can I do something different with you? I'd like to suggest. The one thing that we can do every time we go to our motor car, certainly first thing of the day, is just take a quick walk around. Have a look at our lights are working.
Winter or summer, actually.
Have a look
actually.
At the tires. Okay, doesn't matter, because then you are treating your vehicle holistically, you're not just focusing on one thing. And that's really a good practice, because then you can see if something's laying under the car, something that could puncture the tire and things like that. That is, you're addressing the problem as a whole, not just trying to focus on one thing.
That is where we leave it, unfortunately. Eugene Herbert from Master Drive, thank you for joining us this morning.
This is the Monday Motor Minute, brought to you by Engine Extreme.